On the Corner of Hope, Fear, and Desire by Pretty Dizzied, read by Jax Longcoat, a Stranger Things fanfic. Author's tags: Polyamory Negotiations, V-Shaped Polyamory, Lucas Sinclair Centric, Communication, Crumbs of Past Stancy and Current Steady Feelings, 5 and 1 Things, Disabled Max Mayfield, Blind Max Mayfield, Bisexual Max Mayfield, Bisexual Lucas Sinclair, Post Stranger Things 4 Volume 2, Eddie Munson Lives. Summary. When Max tells him she wants to ask out Elle, at first Lucas thinks she's breaking up with him again. 5 conversations Lucas has before his girlfriend starts dating someone else, plus 1 he has after. 1. When Max tells him she wants to ask out Elle, at first Lucas thinks she's breaking up with him again. Like, for good this time, and he has a 2-second burst of incredibly compacted feelings, expanding rapidly in his lungs like a gas, filling the size of its container. Happy that she's figured out something that'll make her happy, and proud that she trusts him enough to share this part of herself, and scared and heartbroken and lonely and... Relax, stalker, Max says, rolling her eyes and punching his shoulder. Even without sight, she always has perfect aim. I'm not, like, dumping you. Oh, he says, blinking. Okay, cool. All those feelings rapidly condensing, shuffling back into their assigned seats. So, like, what does that mean? And Max, the most fearless and creative and daring person he's ever met, hesitates. Her frown looks uncertain. She says, and he tangles his fingers with hers, has a burst of delight and relief that he still can. It means I want to date both of you, she says after a moment, and Lucas should maybe feel, like, upset about that, angry or hurt or betrayed or something, but he just feels impressed. Like, it never would have occurred to him, or most people, he's pretty sure, that he could want that, much less be confident enough that it was okay to want it to be able to say it out loud. I love you, Lucas says, and it's not accusatory or pleading, it's awed. Max snorts. Yeah, I love you too, she says, bumping her shoulder into his. What was that for? He shrugs, and then tells her he shrugged. I'm just, like, you widen the scope of what I thought was possible in the world, he says, earnest, and fully aware he's gonna get his ass handed to him about it. Sure enough. You'd think the alternate dimension would have done more to get you thinking outside the box, Max says, smirking, and he presses a kiss into her shoulder. What can I say? I'm slow on the uptake, he murmurs into her flannel, which he's pretty sure used to be Eddie's. Speaking of which, if Elle said yes, then, like, all of us would be dating each other? He doesn't really feel that way about Elle. Like, he loves her, obviously, but not the way he loves Max. Being with her is like solving an equation, watching the ball sink through the net. You just know it's right. If he's got her, he must be doing something right. Max frowns again. I mean, we could, I guess. I didn't think you liked Elle like that. I don't, Lucas says, laughing. She knows him so well, and she's the only one he likes like that. Sure, he'll, like, notice people, or whatever, girls at the gaming store or guys on the team, but he doesn't have any urge to do anything about it except tell Max, because he wants to tell her everything. He could do that now, he thinks, and smiles wider. It wouldn't be weird. She'd tease him about it, and probably tell him she's the exception to the rule of his terrible taste, but she wouldn't be mad. She'd understand he doesn't want to leave her. God, she doesn't want to leave him. She wants to be with him enough that she'll hack a wheelchair-accessible path away from societal norms to do it. So, I guess I'd just be dating both of you, if she said yes. And you and Elle would still be friends, like now. Max tilts her head. And, I mean, you could date someone else too, if you wanted. As long as we know they wouldn't get the mob back together to come after us. Lucas shudders. He's pretty sure he's experienced enough violent responses to his dating choices for a lifetime, but he's not about to tell Max that. She'd get all guilty, and also scared, and he doesn't want her to not do this because of him. It's good to know she's being careful, though, thinking about it realistically. And she's right. Even if Elle rejected her, she wouldn't tell anybody, not if Max explained how it could be dangerous. I don't think so, Lucas says, and she nods. I'll let you know if that changes, though. So, you're cool with this? She asks, and Lucas squeezes her hand. Yeah, I mean, I'll probably talk to, like, Eddie or something, if you're cool with that. Just because, like, I feel like I don't really know what I'm doing. But I support you, and I want you to be happy, and I'm not, like, doing the thing you hate where it'll secretly make me unhappy and I'm trying to overcome that through sheer willpower or whatever. It's cool. Cool, Max says, grinning. And yeah, you can tell whoever from the group. If Elle says yes, I don't think we'd really be able to keep it from them. Which is fair. She and Mike hadn't exactly disavowed PDA. And shit, that's another thing. How is Lucas supposed to feel if his girlfriend kisses another girl in front of him? Does he look away? He doesn't want to watch, any more than he wanted to watch Elle and Mike or Dustin and Susie sucking face. But he doesn't want to seem like he's not okay with it, either, especially because everybody's probably going to expect him to secretly not be okay with it, because that's how you feel when your girlfriend likes someone else. Dude, I can feel you overthinking, Max says, and bumps their shoulders together again. Talk to Robin. It's gonna be okay. Yeah, Lucas says, and when she kisses the side of his face, repeats it with a little more conviction. It's gonna be okay. Which means... Wait, he says, and Max's eyes widen, and she reaches to take off her brakes. You like Elle, he sing-songs, as Max speeds off down the road, not bothering to grab her white cane. She knows the trailer park, but mostly she knows he'll catch her. Can't hear you, she yells over her shoulder, and Lucas picks up her white cane and gets ready to run after her. But for a moment, he just watches her zoom. 2. Robin's the only one working the counter when Lucas enters the family video, but she's not the only one behind it. Sinclair the Elder, Eddie says, darting out front to wrap an arm around his shoulders. Can't say the greater, or else Sinclair the Younger will have my head, he stage whispers to Robin. How are you? It's been, what, 4 days? I'm going into Lucas withdrawals here. Lucas grins. He'd worried, at first, that Eddie always acted so excited to see him because he felt bad about the whole championship game thing. But, after repeated pestering from Steve on both of their ends, they'd talked about it and Eddie had apologized and said some shit about his priorities being put into perspective and, anyway, it turns out Eddie just likes him. Like, is enthusiastic because he's actually that happy to see Lucas. It's kind of mind-boggling. Lucas is pretty sure Mike is jealous, which is an unexpected bonus. I'm good, Lucas says. I actually came to talk to Robin about something, but maybe you can help too. Robin's eyes widen, mildly fearful, and Eddie rubs his hands together. A predicament. Let's hear it. Lucas tells them. They're both quiet for a very, very long moment. And I just figured you could help, since you're, you know, used to existing outside the societal norm, or whatever, he says. He's not sure if that's offensive. Neither of their expressions change at all. Well, if it is, at least they probably didn't process it. Eddie looks at Robin, wide-eyed. He says, and stops there. Okay, Robin says. You can... She runs a hand through her hair. Well, you should, Looks at the ceiling, then around the room. Bites her lip. Opens her mouth and closes it, at least 3 times, like a fish. "Listen, kid, why don't you just talk to Steve?" she bursts out, throwing up her hands. Lucas tries not to take her frustration personally. He's pretty sure she just doesn't like not knowing what to do. He knows the feeling. "Steve?" he asks, blinking. "Why would he... like, unless Robin knows something he doesn't. I mean, I'm not saying he has experience, but it's not like either of us do either," she says, gesturing from herself to Eddie, who laughs a little hysterically. "Definitely not," he agrees. "Like, negative experience here. Zero assistance. Right," Robin says, thankfully making the executive decision that he's done talking. Meanwhile, Steve at least knows, like, how people work. He's good at that kind of shit, you know? I mean, I know all of his recent relationships haven't exactly gone well, but that's because he's... she glances quickly at Eddie and then away. Not really interested in those becoming long-term. Not because he isn't good at, like, communication and shit. "Huh," Lucas says. "That's a good point. And honestly kind of reassuring in and of itself. Like, if Steve Harrington, classic Midwestern ladies' man, former? Whatever, regardless, can have relevant advice for the situation, then maybe it's not that weird. Maybe Lucas won't accidentally fuck it up." "Yeah, okay," he says. "I'll talk to Steve. Thanks, guys," he adds, because they're starting to look a little dejected, and maybe kind of guilty about freaking out, which is honestly pretty funny. "Anytime," Eddie calls, while Robin nods enthusiastically. "Good luck," she yells after him, sticking her head out the door, and Lucas lifts a hand off his handlebars and waves. 3. "Huh," Steve says, and then, "You know, I think my life might have been a lot easier if Max had moved here back in 83. "Tell me about it," Lucas says, and then squints at him. "Wait, what?" Steve waves a hand dismissively. "Just one of those I learn more from you kids than you do from me moments. You'll get it when you're older," he says, nudging Lucas, who rolls his eyes and takes a large sip of his milkshake to hide his smile. "I've got to bribe the other little shits into talking about their feelings," Steve had said when Lucas knocked on his door, already grabbing his keys. "Fair's fair. Let's go." They're back in Steve's driveway now, drinking their milkshakes in the front seat of the Beamer, which Lucas is sworn to secrecy about because Steve rightfully doesn't trust anyone else not to spill shit all over his expensive seats. It makes Lucas feel all warm inside, which is kind of silly because it's Steve, but also, like, it's Steve. Lucas knowing he has his love and approval already doesn't stop him from wanting it. Steve hums around his straw, thoughtful. "Elle know about this yet?" he asks, and Lucas shakes his head. "Okay," Steve says, gesturing with his free hand. "Here's the deal. If she decides to go for it, which, just between you and me, I'd say she probably will, you're gonna need to be really patient with her." He holds up a hand before Lucas can say anything. "I know you're friends, and she knows you care about her, but we're talking about a chick who's gotten all of her information about relationships from soap operas and Mike Wheeler." Lucas winces, and Steve nods gravely. "Exactly," he says, pointing. "So just give her a little grace if she's weird about you, you know? But don't take any shit, either." He slurps up the last bit of his milkshake, straw squeaking against the styrofoam. "Open communication's gonna be the name of the game. Which, I'll be honest, if it was any of the other guys in here, I'd say they're doomed. But you're made of stronger stuff, Sinclair. I think you can handle a heart-to-heart with your girlfriend and her girlfriend." Lucas tries not to preen too obviously. It gives him the guts to ask what's been bouncing around in his skull too fast for him to capture on his own, though. "What if... like, what if Max thinks she wants to date both of us, but then she decides she'd rather just be with Elle?" Steve squints into the distance, the way he does every time he's trying to very carefully avoid picking favorites when it comes to something serious. "She can make that decision," he says, slowly, Like, she has the right and shit. But if you're worried about her liking Elle more than you, I don't think that's how it works. You're different, you know, and she's gonna like you differently. But that means she wants to be with you for a reason, whether or not she's dating Elle, too. Lucas nods, and Steve looks away from the windshield to smile at him. And just for the record, I think anyone who'd pick somebody else over you would be making a mistake. Thanks, Lucas says, looking down, but he doesn't hide his smile this time. You said you told Robin about this? Steve asks, and Lucas nods. And Eddie. Steve scratches the side of his face. What did he say? Like, was he cool with it? He was a little freaked out, like caught off guard, I guess, at first, Lucas says. But he was supportive, even if he didn't really know what to do. He called me last night to tell me he thought it was very metal, he adds, grinning at the memory. Steve's shoulders relax. Good, he says. Anybody gives you shit about it, you send them to me. The only people who will know enough to be giving any shit are in our group, Lucas points out. Steve's gaze doesn't waver. You think I don't know that? Thank you, Lucas says, trying to press all the gratitude and relief he's feeling into it. And Steve shrugs like it's no big deal. But when he gets out of the car, Lucas sees him tip his head back for a moment, eyes closed, and direct several deep breaths to the sky. 4. It's nice, in some ways, to have this be just between him and Max, the getting it. And maybe Steve? But it's different, right, than if somebody in the party understood. It makes him feel like they're a team. Maybe other people would find that ironic, feeling all us against the world about her maybe getting with someone else. But he's trying not to let how other people would feel dictate how he does, so yeah, it's nice. Like they have a secret. Like they're in on a joke the rest of the world doesn't realize is being made. Like, when Steve picks Pretty in Pink for movie night, and everybody else is arguing over whether Andy should get with Ducky or Blaine, Dustin's emphatic and violently enforced no-talking-during-the-film rule having been thoroughly abandoned once they started needing to describe what was happening to Max, anyway. And he and Max just keep elbowing each other and trying to suppress their giggles. Other times, it's less nice, though. Can I ask you something? Lucas asks as they're walking their bikes down the sidewalk. You just did, Dustin says, and Lucas rolls his eyes. I know you love Susie, he says, and keeps going before Dustin's dreamy sigh can manifest into a monologue. But you still, like, think other girls are attractive, right? Are you asking me if I'm a cheater, Lucas? Dustin demands. Because I would never, ever, in a million years, in an infinite number of years. That's not, Lucas tries, but Dustin's still going. He sighs. Forget it. 5. Let me get this straight, Hopper says. You're asking me permission for your girlfriend to date my daughter. Lucas winces. Not exactly. I mean, with all due respect, sir, if they want to do it, they're gonna do it no matter what you say. Don't I know it, Hopper mutters, dragging a hand down his face. I just wanted you to know that it's all, like, above board, Lucas says. Like, I know, and I'm cool with it, and I'm not into L like that. I'm not gonna be weird about it. Hopper sighs, deep and long, like what he's about to say pains him to admit. Listen, kid, I'm not worried about you. Lucas blinks, then nods maybe a little too quickly. Okay, I know those two can take care of themselves, but I'd appreciate it if you could try to nudge them towards playing it safe as much as possible, yeah? Lord knows they won't listen if it's coming from me. Lucas nods again. Talking to Hopper always makes him feel all of 11 years old, nervous habits included. I want them both to be safe too, he says, and Hopper claps him on the shoulder. I know, kid. Now get out of here before I start tearing up or something. +1. Erica's in his room without knocking again, which quickly becomes the least of Lucas's worries the second she opens her mouth. "Is Max cheating on you?" she demands, crossing her arms. Despite her accusatory, well, everything, Lucas can see the concern in her eyes. "Because I like her, and I don't want to have to kick her ass, and not just because the ethics of doing so would be questionable." "Max would definitely want you to still kick her ass if you would have before, you know," Lucas says. Max always rolls her eyes and says, "Fuck nah," louder and more drawn out for his avoidance of it, but he can't help it. No need to go around inviting evil when they've already had more than enough, some more than others. "You're avoiding the question," Erica sing-songs, and Lucas sighs. "No, she's not cheating on me." "Are you sure?" Erica asks, raising an eyebrow. Lucas is positive no one else he knows could do that at her age. "Because I know it's socially acceptable for girls to be physically affectionate and whatever, but you cannot tell me that what she and Elle were doing last night was platonic with a capital P." "Where were they?" Lucas asks, panicked and angry about something else entirely now. "They told him they'd be careful." "On Eddie's couch," Erica says, squinting at him. "Like, sharing a cushion. It was gross." "Look, it's..." Lucas sighs. Max had said he could tell anyone in the group, and it's not like Erica's going to buy any bullshit. If he tries to lie to her, she'll just be convinced Max is cheating and he's in denial, and that'll make it pretty much impossible for her to trust he's happy with the truth later. "Max is dating Elle, too," he says. "We've talked about it. Like, a lot," he adds. Steve had not been kidding about the open communication. "And we're all cool with it. So don't give her any shit, okay? And don't tell Mom and Dad," he adds. Erica rolls her eyes. "I'm not an amateur," she says, and he's pretty sure he doesn't want to know what, exactly, she's a professional at. She tilts her head thoughtfully. "I want 3 boyfriends," she decides. "Maybe a 4th for vacations." Lucas blinks. "As long as they all know about each other, and Mom and Dad don't." "Duh," Erica says, already on her way out. "I'm glad you're happy," she says, pointed away from him and fast enough he thinks for a second he misheard it. "If that changes, don't think I'll forget about the ass-kicking permission." "Erica," he says, scrambling after her, "that's not what I meant. Just because she'd want you to doesn't mean I do." She's already slammed her door in his face. He tries the doorknob, locked. Lucas tips his forehead against the wood and can't help smiling. The end.